watching Tech with Tina, and I'm here with Ralph Herbrich, who is actually the godfather of TrueSkill, which is Halo's ranking system. Now, talk about what exactly is TrueSkill.
So TrueSkill is the system that's used to match every gamer on Xbox 360 in a competitive matchmaking with each other. So it's a service that is available to every game developer, but it's also for every gamer to make it very tight and exciting matches, regardless of which game they play and which game mode in a game they play.
So, and before we get into how it came about and how it was born, there was an old ranking system called ELO.
Yeah.
And why didn't this fit, and why did you have to come up with something new?
So the ELO system is actually 50 years old by now, and it was developed by Professor Arpad Elo, and he was actually asked by the Chess Federation to come up with a ranking system that fits better for the chess players when the matches were taken for a whole weekend. And it is a perfectly fine ranking system for two-player matches and when you devote your whole life, but it doesn't fit the online setting where
right.
you need quick turnaround. You have a five-minute match, you have four-player matches, you have team matches. That's not what ELO was ever designed for.
Yeah.
So ELO is a very fine system for chess, but it doesn't so easily generalize to the variety of settings we have in online gaming.
I would say chess and Halo, not so much. So that but actually came out of a personal mission for you, right? You weren't hired by Microsoft to create this new ranking. You actually were playing and were disappointed in maybe the ranking system.
That's right. So this is back in 2004. Tora, the other inventor, Tora Grapple, and I were participating in the Halo 2 beta. And we played every night until 2 in the morning. And one morning we felt this is an amazingly looking game, but the ranking isn't as good as it could be, perhaps. And our background is in machine learning and AI. So we just gave it a shot. We just wrote down how we modeled this, within a week we had the math worked out. Within a couple of weeks we had contacts with the Bungie folks. Chris Butcher is really, really good helping us here. And next 9 months later, it actually was a service offering for all the game developers, and we worked closely with a lot of the launch title developers, like the Bizarre Creation guys and the Father guys. And as the TrueSkill system was out then, we actually helped the development community a lot and worked very closely with Bungie on Halo 3's ranking system, which is a variant of TrueSkill that's tuned and addresses some of the early problems that people and gamers felt with TrueSkill, such as how does it work?
Well, yeah, we'll explain that. So I'm in matchmaking and I feel actually like it works pretty good, but how do you do it? How do you match up gamers?
So the way we match up gamers is that we actually compute something extremely boring, which is what's the probability between two players, the prediction of the probability that two players will beat each other. And if that's 50-50, we consider this a good match. And so we estimate these probabilities in the background. And one of the differentiators to ELO is that we actually estimate them carefully. Like if you and I play one match now and you win, it's not going to jump to the conclusion that you're a level 50 player and I'm a level 1 player. So we always maintain this uncertainty over, the system maintains uncertainty what it thinks your skill is.
Okay.
We show you a particular skill level, and we in Halo actually we worked for a long time. We did a lot of simulations to show a proper progression of the skills.
Yeah.
But in the background, it's actually constantly knowing not only what your skill is, but how certain the system is about your skill. And the way it learns is practically trying to fit all these constraints. One way to think about it is there is some true ordering of the best player to the worst player.
Okay.
And so in TrueSkill, or in any ranking system, you get a very small subset. So in Halo, there's about 10 million players. We ever get 4 or 8 people together. And we just have to find a configuration of numbers such that the ordering is okay up to a few inversions due to random chance. And so the system can figure these constraints out that we call them mathematically.
It sounds really complicated, but it happens so quickly.
Yeah.
So is it based on truly like how many people I killed or how many times I died or how long I played in between games? What are the small things that...
No. We actually, it's an interesting question you raised there. People ask that a lot. And we wanted it to be as general as possible. So we didn't want to incent any behavior that would look for the skill gap, that would look for the score gap in any game. So all that goes into TrueSkill is which team won over which team, regardless of the margin. So if that was in a racing game and they were 2 minutes apart, or a shooting game and there were 10 kills or 20, it doesn't matter for TrueSkill.
Okay.
All that matters is which player is in which team and what's the order of the teams, including draws. And that's what generalizes to ELO. ELO is really just one player, and all it's possible is a win and a loss and a draw.
Well, everyone's like, I want my rank to be higher. I'm like, I don't, because every time my rank gets higher, the harder I have, you know, to kill people. So where else is TrueSkill being used outside of just Halo?
So when we finished doing Halo with Bungie in 2007, we looked at other application areas for the math in TrueSkill. And it's quite amazing how widely applicable it is. For example, you can use it, the same math, for modeling click behavior of people in web search, like in Bing ads, Bing web search results. You can use it for a news recommender. So there's a Windows Phone 7 demo that we have called Emporia. Or it goes as far as you can even use it to learn behavior from experts that play Go. And so we used it in one of the to strengthen the AI in one of the recent games that came on Xbox Live Arcade called The Path of Go.
Very cool. Rob, thank you so much. The history and story behind true skill.